From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. In Philadelphia, Hillary Clinton accepted the Democratic Party's nomination for president on Thursday night.
And so, my friends, it is with humility, determination, and boundless confidence in America's promise that I accept your nomination for president of the United States.
Clinton is the first woman ever nominated for president by a major U.S. political party. She won the nomination after defeating her principal rival, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, in the state-by-state process of primary and caucus votes. Despite Sanders giving his endorsement in his own speech at the convention this week, one of her challenges is to appeal to the group of his supporters who say they won't vote for her. Clinton's principal challenger in the general election is Republican nominee Donald Trump. She attacked and mocked him in her speech.
If you dare, imagine him in the Oval Office facing a real crisis. A man you can bait with a tweet is not a man we can trust with nuclear weapons.
Reaction to Clinton's speech has been predictably partisan. Michelle Obama said she was inspired by the address, while the Trump campaign called it detached from reality. While in Poland on Friday, Pope Francis silently walked beneath a notorious sign at the Auschwitz-Birkenau death camp. More than a million people, most of them Jews, were killed at the camp by Nazis during World War II. Later, he met individually with elderly survivors of the camp. Afterwards, he placed a large white candle at the death wall where prisoners were executed. Francis is the third consecutive pope to visit Auschwitz in southern Poland. From Washington, this is VOA. The United Nations Special Envoy to Syria, Stefan de Mistura, said that the clock is ticking for the Aleppo population. This after suggesting improvements to a proposal by Russia and the Syrian government to set up humanitarian corridors around the northern Syria city. De Mistura spoke to reporters in Geneva on Friday, a day after Russia said its forces and those of the Syrian government would open humanitarian corridors outside Aleppo and offer a way out for fighters wanting to surrender. De Mistura said he's awaiting clarification from Russian authorities about that plan, but he added that Moscow is open to suggestions.
If it can and should be successful, well, then it needs to be improved. And my understanding is that the Russians are open for major improvements. In that case, we would be then looking at the whole context in light of the outcome of those improvements.
Aleppo is nearly surrounded by Syrian forces. Food is quickly running out for the 300,000 people trapped in the city. Syrian opposition groups say the Russian proposal is actually a plan to force Aleppo's population to flee, likening it to a war crime. In India, child rights activists and the UN Children's Fund have expressed concern about a new child labor law that they fear will make young boys and girls more vulnerable to exploitation. The new measure attempts to tighten an existing law by imposing a blanket ban on employment of those under 14. Critics worry that an exception that permits children to work in family-based enterprises. However, this can include extended families. Activist Kailash Satyarthi, who has won the Nobel Prize for his work in combating child labor, says that this loophole will make it tough to enforce the ban and push open the door for many young children to be put to work.
There's no way to monitor it. Nobody is going to take the DNA test of every single so-called family members to establish whether they have blood relations or whatever.
Activists say the exception made for family enterprises could also give small manufacturers an incentive to push production into homes. This in a country where millions of young boys and girls toil in farms and small manufacturing units and in tea shops and restaurants. A top U.S. commander says five American Special Operations troops in Afghanistan have been wounded in combat with Islamic State fighters. The troops were hit by small arms fire or shrapnel during an operation in Nangarhar, where Afghan forces have been working to push back the IS fighters. I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.